Live from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your host, Cliff and Robin, along with former Lane County Commissioner Cindy Wheeldryer and Pastor Bradley. Join us for a roundtable discussion of what's in the news today. And now, here's your host, Cliff and Robin.
Back again for another Wednesday. It's 10 a.m. Pacific time here on the West Coast, and we have a little change in lineup today, or lineup, depending on how you look at it. Cliff is at our remote studio in Cottage Grove, and Cottage Grove, I guess, is powerless at this moment. Cindy is on assignment, and so with me in the studio here today is Pastor Bradley. Good morning, Bradley.
Good morning. Good morning. Looks like We are it.
We are it. Well, we're always it.
That's right.
So we can do it. And we will do it. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll do it.
Well, I haven't heard about any wieners lately. That's been good. I got so tired of hearing about that.
Well, as they say, maybe the subject got petered out. I don't know.
That's a good one.
But anyway, our topic today, our main topic was about unions, but the problem with live radio is it's live, and the two people who really had the information on the subject are not here. So
exactly.
So we're basically going to have an open forum today. If there's anything that's in the news that you'd like to talk about, we've got a few things on the sidelines that we'd like to rant and rave about. But give us a call, 646-721-9887. Once again, that number is 646-721-9887. You can join us in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. You can join us in our other chat room, which does not require any previous sign up, and that's at on our website at krbnradio.com. And when you do get in there, please be nice to us. I just got a pop-up that I will not repeat. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and you can listen to us on iTunes as well. We're all over the place.
And did you know that on this day, June 22nd, 1941, is when Germany invaded the Soviet Union.
Wow.
In Operation Barbarossa.
Barbarossa?
Yeah. I watched that movie a long time ago. It's pretty good.
That didn't have anything to do with Jane Fonda, did it?
Oh, no, never.
Oh,
never.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Barbarella.
Oh, man.
That's one of Jane Fonda's most embarrassing movies that she wished she never did.
Oh, boy, yes.
I guess they all have that.
Well, she went away for a while.
Yeah, I guess she was trying to do a comeback. I don't know how that went, but I don't know. Let's see here. Well, since we're kind of don't really have much on unions, I did have a parody I kind of wanted to throw out there. Why don't we start with that, Bradley? What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. As you kind of remember, or don't remember, I mean, I remember because I'm old. The unions, they had a little jingle. Well, let me just play the jingle. Maybe I'll bring back some memories.
This is no import. We made this blouse. We belong to the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, and we have sewn our union label right in here. It tells you we're able to do what every American wants to do, have a job doing honest work at decent wages. When you see the union label, think of us, making a living, making your clothes right here in America.
Okay, and I guess you get the idea on that one.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, the old Look for the Union Label song. Well, not to be outdone, Saturday Night Live had their version of it. And
Every time you buy pot from Mexico or Colombia, you're putting an American out of work. We of the American Dope Growers Union support ourselves by growing marijuana in American soil. We've had a pretty hard time on our own. But with the union, we can live decent lives and stay off welfare. That's my union, and that's what our union label stands for. Go look for the union label when you are buying.
That's great.
Dope Union Growers of America.
So what year was that first one?
The first one was 1981.
Okay. It sounded older than that. It sounded like it was from the 50s or something.
Well, the audio itself was a little scratchy. So, I mean, in the digital world, it's kind of embarrassing. But, you know, that's back in the days of vinyl and 8-track tapes and reel-to-reel. Yeah, for those that are too old to remember those stuff. Yes, there was life before CDs. I know it's hard to believe, and kids today are... You mean people didn't have cell phones in their ears either? No. We actually had phones that had a cord to them. You could only go so far. And then we came up with this really marvelous thing called a cordless phone, which got us into the other room. And then as technology got better, then... two-way radios came around. Then finally, the cell phone.
Wouldn't that be something if we still only had CBs? Carry a CB on your back?
Oh,
the battery.
I have seen CBs. I was hanging out at Radio Shack one day, the true story. This guy walked in, very well presented, looked like, you know, he might belong to the legal profession. I walked over to the counter and asked the manager if he could go ahead and try out the CB. He metamorphed into something very scary. This very well-looking guy, well-dressed, well-spoken, all of a sudden, Breaker 19, how about that, good buddy? You got that? You got your ears on, come back?
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
It was scary. I mean, I was expecting Bela Lugosi to come around the corner or something.
So did he do anything about it?
Well, he didn't buy the CB.
Did you take him back to his room? Or?
No. Basically, back in those days, that was typical. You know, just, as soon as you pick up that microphone, hey, Breaker, good buddy. Got yours on. Hang on just a minute. Let me check. See. Yep, there's one.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
So anyway, this is going to be one of those days, folks. 646-721-9887. Come in on the fun.
I do have something on, a little bit on union for you.
Sure, go ahead.
It has to do with a death threat.
Okay.
Union supporter issues death threat to GOP lawmakers in Wisconsin. That was just March 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Long ago. And says 15 Republican state senators received a chilling death threat laden email from a union supporter. And the text went, please put your thing in order because you'll be killed and your families will also be killed due to your actions in the last 8 weeks.
Wow.
And pretty much that's the gist of the letter.
Was it signed by anybody?
No. Just said the union.
Huh. Well, I know that people are getting really upset, not just about unions, but other things, where these people in the Senate and Congress have started getting personal death threats because people just getting so upset anymore that they're not being heard.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with them doing that. But
well, I think too many times individuals put a too high of expectation upon the union.
Uh-huh.
They think it, they should be able to take care of every issue, every problem in their life, you know. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. They do help. I mean, I was in a union when I worked for a company that delivered uniforms and war mats and things like that. And there were times where the union went to bat for me, and hey, I appreciated it.
Well, that was the initial purpose of the unions, was to not make the company against you per se, because, well, like in Oregon, you know, we're a right to work state, and they can let you go for any reason, valid or not.
Right.
But the unions, have, of course, you know, they've kind of grown in power and become lobbyists and kind of grown above and beyond their whole function.
Well, imagine there's still corruption. Can you believe that?
In this day and age, yes.
Oh, man.
And now, I'll go ahead.
I think the biggest issue with unions lately that I've been aware of is that been involving the teachers.
The teachers union, like locally and stuff? Or?
Yeah. Because they're, you know, they're getting pretty nervous about the education reform that's changing everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, in some respects, I mean, the claim locally, you know, and part of the reasons why they're closing the schools is that the teachers' union has grown so big that it's affecting. Well, it's affecting the way the schools are ran, the amount of money taken to support the unions, the fact that they got teachers that are really bad teachers, but you can't get rid of them because of the unions.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyways, what do you say we get into a What the Heck Are They Thinking segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We'll do it.
You've got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, Bradley, I got a test for you.
Okay.
Okay. As far as we know, Bin Laden is dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if Bin Laden is dead, wouldn't you say that anything that was against him would kind of like be done and over with? You know, he paid the ultimate price with his life and he's kind of gone and that's it?
Yeah.
Wrong. This is from the Seattle Times, where it says a 13-year-old federal court suit against Bin Laden has been dismissed.
Brother.
The U.S. District Court Judge Lewis Kaplan in New York on Friday granted a request from prosecutors to drop the terrorism counts against the slain Al-Qaeda leader. Wow.
I don't think so.
I guess he's feeling better about that now, you know, that you know, he died and probably doesn't really care that the charges have been dropped.
No. I'm sure his family might.
Well, his family, yeah. Yeah, his family might care.
But they think he's a hero anyway, so.
Well, that's true. And here's in Washington State, but the University of Oregon here, if because, you know, the big O in Eugene, you know, if you first of all, if you value your life, you don't put the ducks down. But because we are really high into Nike and to the Oregon Ducks, and if you say anything negative, like I said, you know, you take your life in your hands. What if there was a sales tax based on all those tickets for the games, and how do you think that would go over?
Wow.
Well, in Seattle, Washington, Washington State is about to start collecting sales taxes on most sports teams and leagues. The sports include baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer. So, and even children's and youth teams will be will also be taxed. So, if you belong to any of those groups, even private groups, and you pay a membership fee, well, you're going to start paying sales tax on top of that.
So, does that affect the fans?
No, that just affects the participants at the moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm sure they'll find a way to tax us too, you know. Tickets are enough as it is.
Oh, I know. That's probably why the government is going, hey, more money.
That's exactly why I don't go anymore. It's way too much.
Yeah. And finally, the What the Heck Are They Thinking Award goes out to San Francisco, which California is always good for coming up with some good stuff. In this case, San Francisco is thinking about adding more species to their animal band. And in this case, in addition to some of the exotic animals, they are also adding goldfish to the list.
Oh, brother.
And this is via NBC in the Bay Area. It says San Francisco Animal Control and Welfare Commission is recommending that the city ban the sale of goldfish, tropical fish, and guppy in its borders. I don't know who it is. They can, or I can put them on the air live.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Speaking of being on the air, 646-721-9887. Your phone calls are welcome right now, as well as join us in the chat room. And we'll put you on the air. And it can be about any topic that currently bugs you in the news or whatever. It's kind of like Open Line Wednesday right now, 646-721-9887.
Do you have any other funny parodies that you've recorded or...
No, that's it for the moment. I did want to touch on one of Cliff's favorite topics, and that was the Obama administration. And I brought up the question, I guess, about a couple months back on the show, is what happens when the government refuses to follow the law? Like, for example, when, the president decides to run off on his own, and especially in the 21st century, because things can happen within seconds versus minutes and weeks, you know, back in the 20th century. Like what's going on in Libya right now, the Congress has is supposed to, or the president can go do what he wants to do, but within 60 or 90 days, I can't remember which, he has to get Congress approval for the Wars Power Act to continue. Well, right now, with Libya, Obama is wanting to continue the raids on Libya and claiming that Congress has no say in it. Because basically he's saying that the War Powers Act does not apply to the U.S. action in Libya. And it says it's not bound by the War Powers Act despite the continued participation in the American armed forces in the now NATO-led strike against Gaddafi. So Congress is going, oh, wait a minute, why? You haven't even told us why we're there.
Yeah.
So how far can a president go to involve our troops? You know, he says no boots on the ground. Well, you don't need boots on the ground. Technically, you know, we're doing airstrikes. Libya was marching, if I understand it correctly, they were marching against Gaddafi, you know, as part of to gain their own freedom, you know, following the lead of some other countries that have recently stood up against their leaders. And why did we decide to get involved in this one?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, are the laws clearly cut for the president to go by in those matters, or is it just wishy-washy?
Well, I think that, again, a lot of these laws, in my opinion, are very outdated. I mean, if you go back to when the Constitution was created, for the U.S. to go to war against somebody, I mean, we had to get into our boats and kind of sail over to another country, which could take, you know, weeks, months, years. So, you know, the president decides we're going to go to war against somebody. Well, it takes a while to get there. Now it's just a push of the button.
Yeah.
Like, you make a phone call and, okay, I want this country off the map. No problem, sir.
Whatever happened to meeting with the generals and making a decision?
That's a good question. But like I say, who knows what goes on behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
More and looking at a lot of the stuff here that goes on behind the scenes, it makes you wonder whose side that they're really on.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, you know, if a re-election for that president is coming, you know, that has a play into it also.
Well, with that, you'd think that they'd really be, for lack of a better way of putting it, kissing up to the American people. But,
yeah.
But from what's been done during this presidency, you know, or like they say, how's that hope and change working out for you?
You know, yeah.
In our last show, and I'll see if I can pull up the figures again, when we're talking about the Obamacare, all that they would say is that it's going to be a penalty in starting in 2014 if you don't have the qualified health insurance based on the Obama administration's requirements. But they never really said how much it costs.
Uh-huh.
Well, pardon the dead air for just a moment. Let me grab the papers. Okay, you're supposed to sing or do something during the dead air.
Okay. I was doing silent film for you.
Oh, you are. You're doing some more miming, which doesn't work too well on the radio. Okay, this information comes from a healthcare packet that I recently received at my job that kind of lays out the under the federal law, the penalty phase for the individual coverage mandate begins in 2014, and 2016 will generally be $695 annually per individual. In 2016, the family maximum will be $2,085, or 2.5% of your income. Now, the reason why most people don't have health insurance is because we can't afford it. So even just like Obama told Hillary Clinton when in the debate for the presidency, when he was putting down her health care plan, he said that under your plan, people who don't buy insurance are going to have to pay a penalty of several hundred dollars, and they're still not going to have insurance. Well, this is exactly what his plan is doing. So if you're like us, you know, fortunately, it took 6 months of the company I work at for me to get health insurance. Hopefully, it's a qualifying plan. But I take my tax refund every year and set it aside to pay my property taxes, which is usually just I endorse the check to them, and that pretty much covers it.
Okay.
But last year, we came very close to not being able to pay our property taxes.
That's scary.
Yeah. So if you're at that point financially, how in the heck are you know, you can't afford to buy health insurance. How in the heck are you going to afford that penalty? And what are they going to do when millions of people across the country cannot afford to pay that penalty at the end of the year.
Well, it's just going to pile up with everything else you can't pay. All those homes are going to foreclosure, and I mean, it's bad everywhere. I mean, take, for instance, in my family, there's a couple people in my family that work for this big company and have a great retirement plan, and this one company that was owed some money just pulled practically all the money out of his checking account without even, you know.
They garnished it?
Yeah. It was amazing. I mean, it's just unbelievable how they can do that. And that's because of the economy. You can't pay everything, so something gets left behind. People call you up and harass you. It's never ending.
Well, yeah, and I've been there a long, long time ago. I barely afforded to put a roof over my head back when utilities were like $10 to $15 a month, not $200.
Yeah.
But I could not afford to buy food, and I didn't qualify for any assistance.
Huh. Yeah, that's a pretty fine line there, too.
In fact, when you peruse the streets of Eugene now, they're almost fighting for the street corners to be able to put their signs up for begging.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And part of them are not even homeless. Some of them are just, that's how they make their living.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually seen one. They had a, this is over on Franklin Boulevard, going into the Glenwood area. They had a wheelchair, and they were actually running in shifts. They would come in, and one would get out of the chair, the other one would sit in it and take over.
Huh.
It's quite a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think, you know, in America, Americans don't, how can I say this? Well, put it this way. There's some Asian countries that when they come to the United States, they all live together. They get one person set up in a business.
Right.
Get them successful, and they move on to the next person. We don't tend to do that in the United States, help each other out. We just, you know, throw it and say, well, if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's helping each other.
Well, the family unit in the United States has fallen apart, in my opinion, at least my personal observation.
I agree.
I mean, I think I've met more people, including myself, who were brought up in a broken family.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the Ozzie and Harriet days of family, well, for like me, I can't think of anybody that I know of offhand that actually had that.
Nope.
I mean, my parents divorced when I was 5, 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And yes, one of them had to take me despite complaints.
Yeah, I had that too. And, you know, I lasted until I was 14 and told both my parents that I could do a better job raising myself. So I took off and made a go of it. I did pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, you make a choice. A person makes a choice of where you're, what you're going to do and what your future has in store for you. I mean, you don't have ultimate control over it, but making good or bad choices, we sure do have control of.
Well, to an extent, I mean, let me get into child labor laws. When I was growing up, you know, I went and worked in the fields, picked strawberries, beans, even, are you ready for this, Bradley? Rhubarb, which requires a very sharp, you can cut your finger off, knife.
Oh, boy.
Nowadays, you are not allowed to work in the fields as a kid. And to have a sharp knife like that? No way.
Brother. What's the age limit now?
I think it's 16, but don't quote me on that one. I need to look it up. But when you try to go out on your own or try to make extra money, the child labor laws restrict where you can work, when you can work, what time you can work, how long you can work. And I'm not sure what the maximum age is. Maybe, you know, one of our listeners or somebody could call in with that, 646-721-9887 with that information and let us know. But, yeah, I think they went to extreme in that for several reasons. One is that you learned how to make money for yourself instead of relying on somebody giving it to you.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of lessons you learn in that factor, especially when you get shorted.
Exactly.
But
things have been become lackadaisical with our society of and I'm not saying that, you know, video games are the main problem of it, but a lot of kids nowadays would rather sit in front of the TV and play video games than they would go out and pick beans or strawberries if they're offered a job.
Well, what are the kids' choices? I mean, they can't. A lot of the school playgrounds are taking away the equipment because they're afraid of liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody gets hurt, which still boggles my mind when they install those skateboard rinks. You know, hey, we're afraid of somebody going around a merry-go-round because they're going to fall off and whack their head, but you can go on a skateboard, go up about 5 feet in the air and land on your face. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
But, well, they closed the skate park here in Cottage Grove. It's really sad because people are, the teenagers, some of them are vandalizing the area there, and the restrooms are being treated very poorly. So they decided, city decided, hey, we're just going to close it. And if some private organization wants to open it, that's your problem. So it's kind of sad the way a lot of people are raised not to take care of things.
Absolutely. But that's just an example of just where are we going as a society. I mean, like, the kids can't do anything. I knew somebody had tried to open up a dance hall, and it was going to be patrolled, you know, with security that they were going to hire out and you know, make sure there's no drinking, drugs, etc. But someplace that the kids can go and do something that's monitored. And the neighbors raised such a stink of it because they were so afraid of the you know, illegal drugs and whatever that never got off the ground. So again, what do kids do? You can't drag the gut. Those people remember what the gut is, you know, social life. So you sit in front of your video games and are on your computer and Twitter, and you just space out.
Yeah, I sure had fun on the Willamette, the gut cruising.
Yeah.
Too many liabilities nowadays, though. It's just so many rules and regulations, and it's just.
And
takes the fun out of life.
Well, and I'm sure that the greenies would come out and say your carbon footprint cruising up and down the gut exceeds the maximum required or maximum allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of exceeding, here's a headline. This one comes out of Washington. Transportation Security Administration is changing the way they pat down children. Isn't that nice, speaking of children?
Mm-hmm.
This was, I guess, came to a head after a six-year-old girl was given a pat-down because she moved during the electronic screening. And because of the blurry image, they decided to grope the child.
Huh.
So they're changing the rules so that if the children are younger than 10, then I guess they won't get the personal touch from the government.
Don't the x-ray machines do that, take care of that?
Well, she went through it, but she moved, and so it caused a blurry image. Now, why they didn't try it again, I mean, the article doesn't specify, but even then there's questions on if that type of scanner is doing any damage to you.
Yeah. Kind of like the cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones to your head that they are assuming do cause brain damage.
Maybe that's what's the matter with me.
Anyway,
no comment.
Oh, there were some comments in the background. I didn't read them. 646-721-9887. Give us a call. Help us out here. Two of our main members that had the information on unions are, one is on assignment. The other one is suffering a power outage at our remote studio in Cottage Grove. But that never stops us. So if you got a comment, give us a call, 646-721-9887. We got a couple people in the chat room. Welcome. If you're a guest in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, unfortunately, Blog Talk does not allow you to comment, but that doesn't stop us, because if you swing over to the KRBNradio.com website, we have a chat room that we have running right now there, too, that does not require any type of login. You just kind of get in there, make up a name, and say, hi, guys. So join the conversation and fun, 646-721-9887. Not that we're begging, but we're begging. Is there anything else in the news you wanted to touch on real quick, Bradley?
Well, we teased about it earlier, but what's the latest on the Wiener situation?
The Wiener?
Wiener situation. I haven't heard about that in the last couple of days.
That one is going to be kind of interesting, and yeah,
Do you think he's going to get fired, or?
Well, he resigned apparently, but it's kind of interesting what's not just Wiener, but what's coming out of Washington, anyways, especially with some of the people that are running, like Newt Gingrich. What do you think about the fact? I guess as Mimi was pointing out to me earlier, that there was more people on his team that walked away.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any information on that?
Wow.
The money part of the team.
The money part of the team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Find out.
So, how's it go over when you're trying to run for president and convince people to support you when your own team is leaving you?
Yeah, that's not good. You got to have that money.
Well, the money and his... political staff, I mean, they all walked out on him because they disagreed with the... They didn't feel he was taking the campaign seriously.
Well, that'd be hard to take him seriously, staying in front of a mirror and doing all that stuff.
That's you mean on Wiener?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, okay. Now, this is kind of going to sound a little off the line, but people's names... Okay. Wiener gets in trouble for his wiener. John Bobbitt gets in trouble because his girlfriend bobbed it.
Oh, boy.
And I come up with more examples, but when they say, what's in a name, it gets you thinking.
Yeah, that's interesting how people's names match their career, like doctors and things like that.
Yeah. I don't know, it can be scary at times.
Yeah. Well, let's see what anything we can think of that's happening right now that we can talk about.
Well, some other headlines, I guess. Let's see, Walmart is settling their class action suit, the Supreme Court case, the proposed sex discrimination case that led up to a class action suit of 1.5 million female Walmart employees.
Wow.
They said that they could not proceed because the employees could not show their alleged injuries that had a common factual basis.
Wow.
I could think of one.
Okay.
They're female.
They're female.
Well, they're it's a sex discrimination class action suit from 1.5 million female Walmart employees. So what they say is what has in common? Well, they're female.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I know, it's the details that gets everybody.
Well, you don't hear very many of them being men.
In a female discrimination case? Probably not.
No, for being, for discrimination against a man, being attacked, or they don't report that, but there are quite a few men who are, you know, what do you call that, abused or taken advantage of.
Sexually harassed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, when a man does try to file a complaint, it's like, yeah, right, buddy, sure.
Uh-huh. Believe it or not, there are some women that are stronger than the men out there.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. What I do for a living, sometimes I think I am, but... Stop this. I hate it when you go to a website and it comes up and says, would you like to take our survey? Yes! Stop popping up and ask me if I want to take a survey.
Yeah, that's becoming more prevalent. I'm really tired of that. I've got a program that's pretty much stopped it, but it really wastes a person's time when they're trying to get something productive done, and all you get is these stupid pop-ups.
That's right. I mean,
what do you think about that? You think there should be regulations on that?
Yeah, I do, because it, well, I mean, I wasted a click. I could have used that click somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's frustrating, and I would think they would lose traffic to their website. Okay, here's an oddity. Let's see, what state is this in? I think it's Oregon. Kaiser City Council tonight will consider whether to change the city code to allow chickens in urban areas.
Sure, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. As long as they're being productive, giving eggs, or I'm pretty much for the egg thing, but nothing else.
Well, the proposed amendment would allow up to 3 hens, no roosters on the property. There's sexual discrimination right there.
Yeah.
With a house or duplex on it, the coop must be at least 10 feet from any adjacent property line. So.
Huh. But, you know, it's if you only have 3 hens, it's really close to really making it not worth it because of the time it takes to take care of them and the food and everything else. You might have to go buy eggs from somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they're not keeping them for pets. Who knows? Maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, I've heard some people that have kept chickens as pets and actually let them roam around in their house. Ew.
Oh, boy. I don't think I could do that.
No.
I'd rather have a pig running around. They're cleaner.
I like to keep the farm animals on the outside of the house. But
come on, you haven't seen those little miniature little pigs that fit inside of a hat? And they make good pets. They don't mess, and they're cleaner than dogs, and cute little things. But I don't think I would have one. But
but can they fetch your newspaper for you?
Probably not.
Oh, here's one. This is, again, from the Oregon legislature, which is always good for a good laugh. If you want to smile, go check out the Oregon legislature. We elected them. Senate Bill 219, which passed the House 52-5, encourages companies to locate or expand their high-wage, high-skilled workforce in Oregon. Wow! Is that the reason why these companies aren't coming here? I thought it was because the high taxes, the high unemployment, and how trouble it is to get a building permit. But these guys, they solved the problem. They passed a House bill encouraging companies to come here.
Oh, brother. They're intelligent, aren't they?
I didn't realize it was so simple.
Well, that's the way it is in a lot of cities, too. They make it so difficult for people to get permits, and you have people running the departments that are just total ignoramuses and mean people. It's unbelievable.
Here's another one. House Bill 433, which passed the House by 59-0, allows 144 more women to receive treatment, even if they are diagnosed by a provider outside the Oregon Breast and Cervical Cancer Program.
Well, have you ever built anything?
Have I ever built anything?
Yeah, off your house or needed to get a permit or anything?
We know about the permit process. Mimi used to do that for a living for a company, and it can be quite expensive and quite a long, drawn-out process.
Yeah, it's
in fact,
frustrating, very frustrating.
There was a company, they're not there now, but they were called Taco John's out on West 11th in Eugene. And when he added the expansion to his business, Taco John's is a taco house, by the way. He added inside seating, and it was a nightmare trying to deal with the city. For one thing, his grease trap, they made him dig it up and move it over about 4 inches. And then once everything was completed, they wouldn't sign off on the on everything until he added a little sticker around the lock which said, open, closed.
Oh, brother.
A friend of mine who bought a house up in the hills had to deal with the building inspectors. They were giving him a hard time about, it was a mobile home, and they were giving him a hard time about the staircase that he put in front of the house. And, you know, had to have a railing and had to meet the specifications and whatever. And finally he called his bank and says, do I have to deal with these people? He goes, they said, well, do you have everything else signed off? And he goes, yeah. He says, nope. So next time the inspector came up there, he said, I ain't doing anything. Get the hell off my property.
Nice.
And I guess that's the last he ever saw of him. So it can be crazy. But anyway, 646, speaking of crazy, 646-721-9887. Give us a call. If you've never called a talk show before, here's a really good time to do so. It's really so easy and addicting. You just pick up the phone. You dial these funny little things that has numbers on your touchpad, 646-721-9887. And we got the new switchboard, our studio, as they're calling it now, with Blog Talk Radio. And we'd like to kind of try it out with the phone calls. We have in Europe. Receive the phone call. Well, it's only been out. I think it rolled out last week. So give us a call. Let us try it out, 646-721-9887. And once you dial that number, and you can listen to the show, by the way, by dialing that number. And when you want to talk to us, just push 1 on your handset, and it will put you in the talk queue here. It's real simple. It's kind of fun. Today's kind of an open rant and rant day. And if you got anything that's on your mind or you saw something in the news that you want to kind of just vent it out, give us a call, 646-721-9887.
Absolutely.
And if people call, I'll stop saying 646-721-9887. And Cliff will be back with us next week. Like I said, he's currently he's in the remote studio in Cottage Grove, and the whole city apparently lost power, and Cindy's on assignment this week. So 646-721-9887. We have lines open. Don't everybody rush for them at once. Okay. Anyways, back to the news. I guess.
Well, now,
where are you going with all that beer? Anyways, so what were you going to say?
I'm not sure. I was going to say something that I suddenly forgot what I was going to say.
I guess they're laying off 248 more teachers in Salem as part of the 420 positions that are being cut as far as the district's budget cuts. A lot of people, I mean, they've closed, I think, 3 schools in the Eugene area. And partly I'm saying good. You know, we've been throwing money at schools for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I think the currently in Oregon, from the all funds budget, is up over $10,000 per student to send a child to school. More if they have, if they require any special accommodations. And, you know, they're still saying that they don't have enough money for schools. But, you know, I have yet to hear anybody say that one horrible word, audit. Where's that money going?
Yeah, well, put a tracer on it and find out.
Well, they're also saying, too, that like these, some of these schools that they're closing and going to be building new schools, that some of the schools that they're closing is the maintenance has, the schools are basically falling apart. So the question is, okay, what about the maintenance? Aren't you guys keeping up on the maintenance? I mean, there is a point, obviously, that... Oh, I tell you, I'm getting more calls on the personal phone than I am on the live show. Maybe I should put them on speakerphone, put them on the air.
Yeah, good idea.
I probably could. I know there's rules and regulations about that, but who cares? Anyways. No, but, you know, the schools are a large part of the... you know, property taxes that are taken out. And again, where does that money go? How's it spent? Why are they saying that they don't have enough money to do their jobs? And but yet, I don't know. I think it's just a boondoggle that needs to be looked into a lot closer about, you know, where does the money go?
Probably to the unions.
Yeah, which gets back to that, to the main topic.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, the whole school thing, I just think they spend way too much time. You're right, wasting money on things that are not needed, especially when they don't even teach most of the time the fundamentals of math and things like that. It's just unbelievable. Oh. Definitely not the same school when I went.
Oh, in fact, I'm going to love this one. Speaking of schools, I've been trying to get a hold of ITT, Technical Institute in Oregon here, Portland, for the last couple days, and they haven't been getting my – well, I got through to them last week, have not left a message, didn't get my call return. Tried calling them yesterday. I guess they were closed because they kept getting forwarded on to the main branch, and no answer on the phones today. So I left them a message saying, hey, when are you guys open? And apparently two of those phone calls we got during the show was from them, and I just got an email from them saying that, sorry, you're having trouble reaching us. I'll definitely get the information to you. We are open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and even on Saturday. I'm going to send them a reply back real quick here saying, sorry, I couldn't answer the phone. We are live on the air right now.
Exactly. Well, I've got one for you here.
Okay.
In Michigan, a boy of 7 years old drives 20 miles, hitting speeds of 50 miles per hour in his pajamas, and he slowed down finally for the help of authorities. And really no... too much reason for it, except for you think it would be some sort of emergency or something.
How old was the kid?
7 years old.
7 years old.
So obviously his parents showed him how to drive or something. Or maybe he learned it playing video games.
Well, and there
he was trying hard to get to his dad's house. He just wanted to get to his dad. That's pretty much all it was.
Wow. Well, apparently he figured out how to do it.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a good thing he didn't, you know, kill himself on the way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, kids are, when you think about it, you know, think back to when you were a kid. before the schools dumbed you down. I think kids are pretty smart if given the opportunity. I mean, look how they're grasping computers nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah. And
it's not unheard of to teach a child that young how to drive. I don't think so.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, except for some of the new hybrids where you got to put a key in, push a button, turn a knob to get the engine started. I don't know, but a lot of kids are pretty smart.
Yeah. So what do you think about the new method in the CPR where you don't have to breathe? They figured out that doing the chest compressions to that song, Stayin' Alive song, you know, from, they said if you do it to that speed, that beat, that'll be good enough to save their life. You don't have to use any breaths anymore.
Well, I know that there was the issue about transmitting diseases especially if you don't have that little rubber dam thing that goes in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
But to doing it to the tune Staying Alive?
Yeah, that's what they're telling people. Because that's how fast they want you to go, the compressions.
Huh.
Yeah, and they say it's more effective than doing mouth-to-mouth.
No, if it works, I mean, I guess that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's one for you. We did a show on red light cameras not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And some people are actually starting to fight back, per se, about these cameras. And the city, Monroe City Council voted Tuesday night to keep the initiative from the voters on whether or not they can get rid of the cameras.
Huh, interesting.
Says that more than 12% of the population in Monroe signed the petition to put this to the voters. And that's kind of an interesting thing anyways. One of my pet peeves is that they can go ahead and pass a law, and if we don't like it, we have to take up the initiatives to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot so we can have an opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
And how many times have you heard our representatives go out there and say, well, even though my constituents feel this way, I personally don't believe that that's the right thing to do, so I'm going to vote this way.
Hmm.
I know it's happened in Roseburg several times, but we didn't put you there to vote your conscience. We put you there to represent us. And that's in a way, you know, too bad that Cindy's not with us today, because since she's a former Lane County Commissioner, she could probably comment on that. But I'm sure she's done that herself.
Huh, yeah.
But like these red light cameras, I saw a YouTube video the other day, and it was actually the company promoting how well these red light cameras are working. And when you're watching this video, you're going, this is the wrong choice of video to promote your efficiency of the cameras. As they're watching, well, like, for example, there's this school bus that, I mean, thank goodness the driver is really a good driver, because the car in front of him slammed the brakes to keep from running the red light so he doesn't get a ticket, and the driver of the school bus had to literally slide the bus sideways to avoid hitting him.
Wow.
So, you know, whether or not, you know, the red light cameras are actually effective to keep people running red lights, or as a lot of stats are showing, you know, they're actually creating more accidents from people slamming the brakes to keep from getting that ticket. And there's allocations that the cities have reduced the timing of the amber light in order to gain more tickets. In fact, I believe, and I'm going by memory here, that when we talked about it on the show, that one city was actually in violation of their contract because people weren't running red lights as much as they weren't getting as many citations generated off the red lights based on the contract with the city and the private company. And so they had to renegotiate.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, we got a couple of people in the phone queue here. I'm going to open.
Great.
Going to open the line up to. I'm probably going to say it wrong. It's Cutterick. Cutter. Anyways, you're live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I am Obama.
Okay. Welcome, Obama. Are you still there? Okay.
No, I'm glad. Thank you. I want to join the state troopers in Texas.
Okay.
I had a brainstorm on Sunday, and I wrote about 5 pages of notes here. I started reading these notes. I mean, I just read 2 lines out of it, page after page of thoughts.
Okay.
I don't want to sit here and talk about myself.
Okay. So why do you want to join?
I'm just kidding. I was just using a soundboard.
Okay.
I was using Alex Jones' soundboard, seeing if you would catch on.
I figured that's what it was, but I was going to let you go a little bit longer.
Yeah, but you're pretty good. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that. No, that didn't work that bad, but definitely livened up the conversation a little bit.
Sure did.
646-721-9887. Sure, we'll be here for experiments too. Why not?
Yeah, why not? I did that trick to my uncle not too long ago, and I just, you know, I used the voice, and it sounded like his landlord, and I basically said that he had to get out because he's buying too much milk. He believed me, and at the end, I had to give myself up, and it was hilarious. It's funny what you can do with those soundboards nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they got an app for a cell phone that you can plug in and just change your gender or sound like somebody else and have fun with it. Hope you don't. I thought about doing that at work, you know, is calling in and, but I don't know if my business has that good of a sense of humor or not, so I'm not going to try it.
Probably not.
Speaking of which, I haven't got a response back from ITT yet for letting him know that we're on the air and talking about him. So.
Oh, I see.
But they were sure panicking enough when they got the email saying, "Aren't you guys open? I want to give you money here. You got to test the phone."
No.
But anyways, well, Bradley, unless you got anything else, we can go ahead and cut her short.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Difficult to do that when you don't have some other things prepared, and we kind of got sidetracked because of our other hosts had some other things that came up. And
yeah, as they say, the show must go on.
Yes,
and I know
we definitely hit some pretty interesting things, though. I mean, it was fun.
Well, okay, here's a headline for you. This one comes out of Paris. Scientists have found a possible harmful fungus that grows in dishwashers. Surviving high temperatures and aggressive doses of detergents and rinsing salts and both acids and alkaline types of water. So there you go. Your dishwasher's no good anymore.
Well, I guess I'm no good because I'm the one who does the dishes. I've been so accustomed to using my hands and no dishwasher. I enjoy it because I get to look out to nice field with deer walking around, and so it's an escape for me.
Yeah. Well, that's almost like saying, because, you know, anything can cause cancer. That's like the old George Carlin joke of scientists have discovered that saliva causes cancer, but only if swallowed in small doses over a long period of time.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, while we kind of stumbled through everything, we appreciate the people that did stop by and also checked out their soundboard. We're here for multiple purposes. So we muddled through this one. Again, thank you, Bradley. Cliff and Cindy should be back again next week. And if you have a show topic or idea that you'd like to talk about, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. And more importantly, give us a call. We appreciate it. Stay in touch.
Yes, thank you very much.
Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.